Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We're talking about my visit to the Museum of Fine Arts, which I like to visit on a regular basis. And I hadn't visited in a while. I hadn't visited since COVID, so I actually ended up renewing my membership. And when I pulled out my membership card, because you get a discount, you know, when you eat there or you buy something there. When I pulled out my membership card, someone looked at, oh my, says, this has been through all over the place. You really use this? And because they're going to send me a new one. And I said, yes, yes, because I really do enjoy the museum. Well, one of the things you will find is I talked yesterday about the Asian section, but one of the things you will find is the Mideast section. And one of the things that's important, because you can literally experience the history of the Jews there. Because I already talked about Egypt, and when you understand Egypt, we talked about it yesterday, and you understand these artifacts from Egypt, then you also understand the reality of when Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, Jesus obviously as an infant, visited Egypt, or when Joseph, prior to that, the Joseph who was the son of Isaac, or Jacob rather, was the son of Jacob, when you saw that Joseph, and you understood Joseph who went down to Egypt, now you're getting this image of this culture that surrounded him, that was bigger than him, remember, because he was the Jew. Well, at that point, he would have been the Hebrew, because Judah hadn't been created yet as a nation. But he was the Hebrew among all the Egyptians. And of course, he has a whole different understanding of who God is than the Egyptians. There's this great meme on the internet, which is fascinating, that Cleopatra is closer to the landing on the moon than she is to the pyramids. Because when we're looking at the pyramids, we're looking at about 2500 BC, and Cleopatra was actually closer to the time of Jesus. So she was closer to the time of Jesus than the time of the pyramids. But when you look at that, you see that total understanding, a whole new, whole different understanding of that eternal world. Now, realize what that means is that the Egyptians believed in an afterlife, which many people in our world don't, believed in an afterlife, but they didn't understand that much about it. And so they would have seen the afterlife as something that had connection to this life, which in a sense we do too. But remember, our understanding of God is different than their understanding of God. And our understanding of God is based in time, and their understanding of time would be different. So you realize that our understanding of God is different than their understanding of God. Our understanding of time is different than their understanding of time. And so they have these pyramids that represent their these divinities, ultimately they become, who are buried as this tribute to them. There's also all their belongings that are there so that they can bring them to the next world, which we don't believe in. Even some of their slaves would be buried with them. And don't forget, the Museum of Fine Arts is so much into the reality of Akhenaten, who some people have believed was actually Moses. We don't. But, and I'm not speaking from a religious perspective, I'm speaking from, there are people in the biblical archaeology world that believe he was Moses, but most don't. And there you have this reality of different understanding of eternal life, a different understanding of God that was brought in by Akhenaten, who believed that there was only one God. There weren't many gods. There was one God, and that one God was, in fact, Ra, the sun god. Now, let me step back for a second, because what we're looking at is a lot of this stuff and people trying to understand the world that they're in, and they start to believe in the divinities that they have created, and they start to believe on that. Now, remember on Tuesday, do you remember I brought up the fact that when Adam and Eve and Jonathan Singleton Copley's painting is they're stepping out of, they've been forced out of Eden, and they go into this place of darkness, of all this fear, because there's so much unknown there. And what you see in the reality of Egypt is people, they start to build their civilization. Well, obviously, after thousands of years, they're building their civilization. But there's still a lot of unknown, and they're trying to define the unknown within their ability to do that. Fascinating thing to put all that together and reflect on that, and what we understand as people of faith and as people of the current time. We'll be right back right after this.
Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WROL 950 AM and WROLradio.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us at our parish website, Saint, that's S-T, AnthonyAlston.org. That is SaintAnthonyAlston.org. Let others know where you can find us and spread the word about the Catholic Audio Media podcast.
We're back, and we're talking about the Museum of Fine Arts, and I talked about some of the things that you can see there, the great things you can see there. Well, one of the other things that you can see in light of that is there is a room that I've talked to you about before, and it's the Middle East section. And it's, I think it's the next room up, depending on which way you go, from the mummies. But what you will see is this thing that's surrounded by some of the artifacts related to the time when there were two kingdoms of the Hebrews. There was the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. And I've talked about this before, but there are these bas-reliefs of this from the Assyrian time. And remember, the Assyrians conquered the Hebrews. They conquered Israel, and they brought Israel down. So we're looking at that, and we understand this powerful reality where you see these winged gods that are these bas-reliefs. And it is, I'm trying to describe this to you. And one of these gods is this god standing in the sacred tree. As a matter of fact, the name of the description is a relief of a protective deity with sacred tree, and it describes the deity as also being the god of fertility, which Baal was as well. And for all I know, that could be Baal. And always keep that in mind, that when you're looking at the Old Testament, that's one of the great things about the museum, is if you go there and you're looking at things that you can actually connect to your readings in the Old Testament. So when you look at the Old Testament, you're looking at this god of fertility. Well, the god of fertility was so important in the Old Testament. Why? Because when we think of the god of fertility today, which obviously we don't worship the god of fertility, but when we think of that, we think of many children. Whereas in a farming community, fertility means healthy crops as well as many children. So, and what does healthy crops mean? Lots of money. See, because you're selling your crops, you're being successful. Remember that parable where Jesus talks about the man who builds the barns. He takes down his old barns, puts up new ones to put all his everything he's grown in. And the Lord says to him, this night your life will be taken from you. Well, you know, you were a fool to put all your hope in all this. Well, you're looking at that reality at the time where they're the Assyrian god of fertility, but you know that some of the Hebrews at the time worshiped that god, because we see that in the Old Testament. And why? Because fertility meant success if you're in a farming community. And that's so what happens is if you have a Hebrew family that sees that the Assyrians are growing better crops, they may say, well, the reason is because of the deity that they're worshiping, and they're going to start worshiping that deity because they want better crops. And before anyone says, well, you know, that's what happened then, it happens today too. Have you ever met anyone who takes St. Joseph and buries him upside down to sell your house? It's the same dynamic. Don't let me catch you do it. I'll tell you not to do that. And I know they sell those things the whole bit, but, you know, I don't agree with them. Because it's the same principle, right? It's, oh, gee, if I do that, I will be successful. And that's why people did that. And that's that God of fertility that caused so much issues that you see in the Old Testament. Very fascinating to see that. We're going to talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you then. Have a blessed day.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.